Welcome to the Nerd Party.
Welcome, everybody, to Aggressive Negotiations, a Star Wars podcast here on the Nerd Party Network. I'm one of your hosts, Jedi Master John Mills. Typically, I'm joined every week by my good friend, my dear friend, Jedi Master Matthew Rushing. However, this week we have what could be called a special edition of the show for you, and I'm going to be joined by a Star Wars fan, Jedi Master Saber Goddess, who happens to be a resident of Castlevania. And we're going to be having a discussion today about The Force Awakens novelization, a topic we have not gotten to yet here on Aggressive Negotiations, believe it or not. So why don't you go ahead and say hi to everybody, Saber Goddess.
Hello.
Well, hello to you. How would you say hello in Huttese?
I have no idea.
No idea what I think Jabba says Bo Shuda. So could you say Bo Shuda?
Bo Shuda.
As a special assignment, Jedi Master Saber Goddess agreed to read The Force Awakens novelization so that we could talk about it on this show and get the perspective of a young lady who is one of the target audiences that they're trying to reach out to as part of the Star Wars franchise's rebirth. Now, the first question is going to be, did you like The Force Awakens, the movie?
Yes.
Did you like it a lot?
Yes.
Okay, there are 7 Star Wars movies right now, with 1 being the best and 7 being the not best. Where would you rank The Force Awakens?
Number 1.
It's number 1 in your book. Absolutely number 1.
Yes.
It's better than Revenge of the Sith.
Yes.
Better than The Empire Strikes Back.
Yes.
Better than Return of the Jedi.
Yes.
Better than Attack of the Clones.
Yes.
Better than The Phantom Menace.
Yes.
Better than A New Hope?
By a little bit.
By a little bit. What makes it better than A New Hope for you? What makes The Force Awakens a better movie?
Well, that they finally included a girl Jedi, because normally they don't include girls as Jedis.
Well, they did have girls in the prequels, but I think what you are saying is, yeah, they have a main character who's a girl and a Jedi. And that you think that makes it just that much better than A New Hope? Just a little bit better than A New Hope?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything else about the movie that you think helps make it a little bit better than A New Hope?
Not really.
Not really? Do you like Starkiller Base better than the Death Star?
Kinda.
Kinda. What makes it better than the Death Star?
Well, it seems a little bit cooler because it can destroy more than one planet at a time.
Oh, so because the gun can fire across a longer distance and destroy a whole star system, you think that's better?
Yeah.
But when it destroyed the planet in the movie, Hosnian Prime, so you just thought that was cooler than when Alderaan blew up?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, what do you think of Kylo Ren? Do you think Kylo Ren or Darth Vader are better?
Darth Vader.
What makes Darth Vader better?
Well, he's a little bit more evil and he does things quicker.
He does things quicker?
So, yeah, a lot quicker.
You mean he just when somebody's giving him a problem, he just takes care of it faster?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kylo Ren talks to them and he's like, "Don't mess with me again." That gives them time to shoot at you or kill you or something.
So Darth Vader's no nonsense. He just takes care of business.
Yes.
And that's what you like about him.
Yeah.
Okay. But do you think that Kylo Ren might be more like Darth Vader in the next movie?
Maybe.
Maybe. You think he might have learned his lesson after Rey beat him?
Possibly.
Oh. Are you excited for Episode 8?
Yeah.
Yeah? Are you excited for Rogue One?
Probably yes.
Probably yes. Well, I know that we have a date where you're going to finally get to go to a Thursday preview movie if I can get tickets early enough. So that'll be a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
But back to The Force Awakens. Okay, so we've established that The Force Awakens is your favorite movie. It's your number 1. You like the fact that Rey is the main character. Do you like, well, actually, here's a quick question. Do you like BB-8 or R2-D2 more?
BB-8.
You like BB-8 more? Do you think he's just funnier?
Funnier, and he can do a lot more stuff than R2-D2 can.
Well, that makes sense, because it's 30 years later. He can, you know, sort of figure things. He's going to have more gadgets than R2-D2.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, you have the Force Awakens movie, and it's your number one. And after some prodding from me, I asked you to read the Force Awakens novelization, because I wanted to get an impression from you as to what you thought about it, whether you thought it was a good book, whether it made you like the movie more. So did you like The Force Awakens novelization?
Pretty much, yeah.
Would you have liked The Force Awakens novelization if you hadn't seen the movie? Would it have been a good book to you if you had not seen The Force Awakens? Were the descriptions good enough where you could have pictured the characters even if you didn't already know what they looked like?
Well, I did picture Rey different in the book than in the movie.
Oh, what did she look like when you were reading the book? What did she look like when you were reading the book?
I don't really remember because it's been a long time since I read the book.
Did she have the same color hair in your head?
No, she had blonde hair.
She had blonde hair?
Yeah.
Why? Is that just because you think she'd have blonde hair living in the desert? Or is it because she's a lot like Luke and Luke has blonde hair?
She'd probably just have blonde hair living in the desert because there aren't any trees in the desert to block the sun out.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Do you think that the book did a good job of describing her life? Did it make you identify with the character? Did you feel like you knew her better after you read the book?
Yeah.
Well, if it made you feel like you knew her better, do you feel like you knew the other characters better? Do you feel like you had more of an impression of who Finn was? Did it give you a better sense of Finn?
Yeah, and not as much as Rey, which after reading the book and seeing the movie, she kind of felt like an old friend.
She kind of felt like an old friend. Oh, well, that's beautiful. That's really cool. Did you see General Hux the same way? Did you see when he described Kylo Ren, did Kylo Ren in your mind, did his mask look the same as it did in the movie?
No, because it would be really hard to describe somebody's mask.
But
it was that complicated.
It was that complicated? Mm-hmm. But so you don't think... Because the thing is, the person who wrote the book is Alan Dean Foster, who wrote the novelization for the original movie back in 1977, Star Wars, which we know now is A New Hope. He wrote that book, and it's a decent sci-fi book. It's definitely got a different tone, and it's a little bit slower than the movie. And, for instance, in the original Star Wars book, Luke goes on two trench runs, and he's known as Blue 5 instead of Red 5. But did you get a sense in this of things that were different? Did you get a different sense of things that were happening? Did things feel more fleshed out? Did you like any scenes in the book better than you liked them in the movie?
No, but on a completely unrelated note, I do think Kylo Ren's lightsaber is cooler than Darth Vader's because it looks kind of like a flame.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. I agree. Do you think he did a good job describing do you think he did a good job describing Kylo Ren's lightsaber?
Not as much as they would do a good job of describing Luke's lightsaber, because, I mean, it's just a straight line that's blue. Kylo Ren's is kind of a cross with tiny sides.
Yeah, a cross with tiny sides. It looks like what's called a broadsword. So with the Force Awakens novelization, do you think that the Force Awakens movie would be your number one Star Wars movie if you had not read the book?
Well, since I said earlier that it only beat New Hope by a little bit, probably not, but it's more likely that it would still be my favorite.
It's more likely that just because of Rey?
Yeah, and I kind of liked Rey, Finn, and BB-8 because it included a boy and a girl, but the girl was the main character this time.
That makes sense. That makes sense. When you got to Supreme Leader Snoke in the book, did you picture him the same way he looked in the movie, or did he look scarier?
He looked like a ghost.
He looked like a ghost?
Of Darth Vader.
Of Darth... So when you were reading the book, you pictured a ghost of Darth Vader. So he had his hood up and he looked like Darth Vader would have looked if he were a ghost?
Probably.
Probably. Okay, well, probably. Let's count that as a yes. Now, is there anything about the book that you didn't like? Anything that didn't work?
Well, there were some parts, not many parts that I remember. The end, they didn't do a very good job describing the planet she was on.
You mean the planet where she met Luke?
Yeah.
So you don't think that he did a good job of describing that planet?
Yeah.
Okay. So how did it look in your head when you read that part of the book? Did it look like a giant sea with just a little bit of islands, or did it look like a more land and less water?
It looked like a basis where instead of the horizon on the land, it would be horizon on the water with this really tall island that has a volcano on it.
A volcano. And that definitely, I didn't see a volcano in the movie. That didn't seem like a volcano to me.
No. But no. In my book, when he described the huts, it just looked like old straw huts to me.
Oh, now here's a question for you. In the book, they actually have a scene where General Hux shows up with a shuttle and picks up Kylo Ren. So you know that General Hux got him. Do you think that that would have been better to have in the movie? Or do you think that they put that in the book because they could, that it didn't mess up the timing as much?
Well, there are two likelinesses. Number one would be that they didn't show it in the movie because they wanted you to read the book to make more money. Or number two, where they wanted you to wait 2 years for the next movie and then see it.
Oh,
so
I see.
Maybe they'll do, like, a flashback of General Hux picking him up on the planet.
I could see that. That might be the case.
Because I thought Kylo Ren died after the movie.
You thought he was dead after the movie?
Yeah.
You didn't think that Kylo Ren was going to come back for the next one?
And when somebody said, I can't wait to see Kylo Ren in the next one, I was just like, what? But I thought he died on the planet.
Because Supreme Leader Snoke in the movie does tell General Hux to go get him. But you never see it happen, so maybe that is something that they should have included in the movie to make it a little bit clearer, is what you're saying?
Yeah, it would have been better.
It would have been better. So, with all of these things put together, and all of that stuff weighed into it, did you like the writing style? Did the book seem like it was written as excitingly as The Force Awakens? Was it a page turner? Or was it something where when you were reading it, you got to the end of the chapter and you said, well, you know, I can put this down until tomorrow? Or did you just want to keep reading it?
I just kind of wanted to. It wasn't my favorite. I was just like, Rey, blah, 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 Finn, blah, 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 BB-8. It wasn't really as exciting as the movie.
Okay, so it wasn't really as exciting as the movie. Okay, well, but the thing is, that's fair. Like I said, in the when he wrote the original novelization of the first movie back in 1977, that book wasn't as exciting as that movie. So, do you think that he could have ever? Do you think anybody could have written a book as exciting as the movie, The Force Awakens, or do you think that that was just something that couldn't be done?
Probably nobody could have written as exciting as the movie.
Nobody could have.
No.
Did it help you to know a little bit more about the old man that Poe met at the beginning of the book, Lor San Tekka? Because you don't even get his name in the movie. Did it help to know his name?
Yeah.
It did. Did it feel like you cared more about his character when Kylo Ren killed him?
Not really.
Not really. Okay. Well, with all of that, I have to ask you, with The Force Awakens novelization and The Force Awakens movie, would you say that somebody has to read The Force Awakens novelization to enjoy the movie more? Do you think that people need to read it, or do you think that they're fine if they just watch the movie and not read the book?
You're fine if you just watch the movie and read the book, because the book isn't that exciting anyway.
Well, I know that your favorite books are Harry Potter books, right?
Oh, yeah.
And which one of the Harry Potter books is your favorite?
Probably the first one I read, because it's where you first find Harry Potter.
So Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone?
Yeah, and he meets Voldemort, but it is pretty cool when he meets Voldemort in the fourth book.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. So if you were to compare this book...
And in the seventh book.
He meets Voldemort pretty regularly, actually.
Except in the third book, he met Sirius Black, his godfather.
That's true.
And Buckbeak.
So
which is cool. I like Buckbeak. He seems nice. Like Shelby.
He does. He does. So tell me, if you were to compare this book, The Force Awakens novelization, to one of the Harry Potter books, which one would you compare it to? Like, take the Harry Potter book that you think you like as much as The Force Awakens novelization, and which one would it be? Which one would you say it's equal to?
It would probably be the seventh, but I don't really like the seventh that much in Harry Potter.
Okay, so...
It's not my favorite.
So the seventh isn't your favorite, and you know what? The seventh isn't really... I don't know anybody where the seventh is their favorite. Everybody tends to pick an earlier book, but I think that's because it's so hard to write an ending to something that's been going on for so long that makes everybody happy. Don't you think?
Yeah, but also I actually like the fifth book better than I do the first book.
Okay.
It's my favorite Harry Potter book.
But if you were to compare The Force Awakens to Harry Potter books, you would compare it to the seventh Harry Potter book, where it's good and it's worth reading, but it's not your favorite.
Yeah.
Now, if this was not a Star Wars book, try to imagine that this story is happening to other characters, that it's not a Star Wars book. Would you have liked it more or less or about the same?
If you put Harry Potter and Hermione and stuff and Malfoy and Snape, then I would probably like it more, but I didn't like it when they killed Dumbledore because it would have been nice
honey,
if he stayed
alive. I'm talking about with The Force Awakens. Do you think that The Force Awakens book would have been better? Would you have liked it better if it was a story about other characters that didn't take place in Star Wars? Or do you think that this book only works as a Star Wars book?
It pretty much only works as a Star Wars book.
Okay. And do you think that it would have been worth reading? Let's say you had never seen The Force Awakens and you only saw the first six. Would you have been happy with this book as if they said, we're not going to make a movie, this book is just the official story of what happened after Return of the Jedi? Would you have been satisfied with it?
Probably yes.
Okay, well, that counts. Probably yes is a good answer. So is there anything else you want to say about The Force Awakens novelization before we go?
Not really, except they don't include Leia as much as they do in the movie.
So here's a question. If you had, everybody loves to rate things on a 5-star scale, 5 being the best. 5 is Harry Potter book 5. Okay, that's 5 stars. Mm-hmm. Where would The Force Awakens go? How many stars would you give it out of 5?
Are we including Harry Potter in this?
No, we're just rate
just the Star
just
Wars
rate
books?
The Force Awakens just by itself on a scale of 1 to 5 stars. How many stars would you give it?
I have different opinions between the movie and the book. My movie opinion is 5. My book opinion is pretty much 2.
2 out of 5.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
For the book. Movie is awesome.
Well, thank you so much for being such a good sport and reading the book and for coming on here and talking about it. Do you think you would want to come back and talk about any other Star Wars books?
Sure.
Do you think that if people asked us to have you back on after reading a certain Star Wars book that you would do that? That if somebody sent, because we did you know that we have an email address where you can reach out to us here on Aggressive Negotiations?
Nope.
Yeah, we do. And you can also reach out to us on the Nerd Party, because we're part of the Nerd Party, on facebook.com/thenerdparty. People can put a note up there when we post this show and say, hey, let's have Jedi Master Saber Goddess go ahead and read this Star Wars book and tell us what she thought about it and what worked about it and what didn't. You'd be willing to do that if people put in their recommendations?
Yeah.
That's great. And they can also reach out to us on Twitter at The Jedi Masters or at the Nerd Party main account at Join Nerd Party, where you can interact not just with Aggressive Negotiations, but with Nerd Nuptial, The Filibuster, and The Senate Floor, all shows on the Nerd Party Network, all great shows well worth loading into your podcast player of choice and listening to, whether you're on the run, on the go, anything like that. And did you know that Daddy's on other podcasts?
Yes, I did know that.
Do you know what the name of at least one of those other podcasts is?
No.
You don't know the name of either one of my podcasts?
Well, I do. I just forgot.
What's the one that I do with Craig Sorrell every week?
I forgot the name of that one.
Words with Nerds, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you can find that out on the internet. And do you remember the name of the one that I do with Mr. Schindler?
No.
No, that one's called Stage 9, where we talk about the different Star Trek creators and what they do when they're not making Star Trek. And of course, you can find the normal co-host of Aggressive Negotiations, Matthew Rushing. You can find him over on Twitter at mrushing02. You can find him over on the Trek FM network, co-hosting The Orb and co-hosting Literary Treks. And hosting the 602 Club. Mr. Rushing is on a lot of stuff. You can hear him everywhere.
So are you. You're on a lot of stuff, too. They can find you a lot of places, too.
I do make it easy. Do you remember what my name is online if people want to find me?
Kessel Junkie.
That's right. I am Kessel Junkie. Look for me wherever you will.
It says that on my iPad when I play Temple Run. Welcome back, Kessel Junkie.
I kind of squatted on that name, kiddo, all over the place. And you know what? Before we go, do you think people want to help the show? Do you think that they want to help with the Nerd Party Network and help us with the different costs of operating the network?
I don't know, maybe. I mean, it's a free country. I don't know.
It is a free country. But did you know how they can help us out?
How?
They can go over to lootcrate.com/nerdparty, enter the code nerdparty at checkout. And what they'll do is they'll wind up being subscribed. This service, Saber Goddess, you know what they do? You sign up and they send you a box of stuff every month, full of stuff, t-shirts and collectibles and action figures and those sorts of things that you can't get any other place. They include exclusive stuff like maybe a hat or a shirt that you can't get anywhere else. Isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah, that's cool.
So that's called Loot Crate. Just go to lootcrate.com/nerdparty and enter the code nerdparty at checkout. Well, once again, honey, thank you so much for being on the show. Hopefully everybody enjoyed hearing you. And hopefully everybody's going to give you some assignments so that you and I can read some Star Wars books together or maybe even watch some Star Wars shows or another movie and we can have a discussion about it. Does that sound like a good idea?
Yeah, that sounds like a very good idea.
And what do you want to say before we go?
I think it's time to close negotiations.
Saber Goddess, negotiations are closed.
Join the revolution. Join the Nerd Party.